Egyptian university students, along with activists and revolutionary forces, have staged protests to increase pressure on the ruling army generals, who many believe are part of Mubarak's ousted regime.
The reason for this strike, it's the last peaceful step we have to force the system to step back and let it be civilian government, civilian authority. We refuse to be ruled again. We have been ruled for 60 years now by military forces. We refuse to be ruled again, even for one day, by military forces.
These students in Cairo University gathered at the main hall, chanting, "Down with military rule." Many of them deem the military establishment as a symbol of oppression and corruption.
We are on strike to send a clear message to the military council. They must leave now, and we will not give them the chance to hijack our honorable revolution.
Activists who spearheaded the revolt against ousted Mubarak back in January last year believe that the army generals are trying to exercise power through a docile civilian government after the presidential election set to take place before the end of June.
Until now, at least 1,800 Egyptians were killed on the hands of the military, and they are saying that they will never yield to any threats. Frankly, they are the ones who are a major threat to the country.
Activists have vowed not to break their strike unless the country's ruling junta hands over power to the newly elected parliament or to a national government ahead of the presidential election.
Egypt's civil disobedience on the anniversary of Mubarak's ouster is only a reminder that his fall a year ago was only part of the toppling of the regime, as many believe that the remnants of the previous regime are still functioning under the stewardship of Field Marshal Hussein Tantawi. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.